Good afternoon, everybody. In Parsha Shlach, one of the mitzvahs that we read about is the mitzvah of tzitzis. And we have a lot of Mamari Chazal where we are taught about the intricate details of the laws of wearing tzitzis. One thing I'd like to speak about today is an issue regarding the talis katan. By way of introduction, let us just look at the following. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, Amar Reish Lakish Kalazar B'tzitzis. Anyone who's careful to wear tzitzis whenever possible, Zoche U'mishamshin Lo Shnei Alafim U'shmona Meos Avadim. Whatever that means, but it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the person 2,800 avadim that will be at their service. And the Gemara says in Menachos, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kol sheyesh lo tefillin berosho utfillin bezro v'tzitzis bevigdo. Anyone who's careful to have tefillin on, both on the head and on the arm, one who also wears tzitzis and one who has a mezuzah on their home, HaKol b'chizik shelo yechta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will serve as a shmira for you, that you will not violate an avera. Shanemar v'achut hamishulash lo b'mehera yinatek. We have a Gemara in Meseches Menachos as well, where the Gemara tells us, Chaviv in Yisrael, shesivavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvos. God has given us a gift that He has surrounded us, He has enveloped up with mitzvos. And He says, because we are given tefillin on our heads, tefillin on our arms, we're given mezuzah on the door, and tzitzis on our begadim. V'alehem amar David HaMelech, and David HaMelech said about all of these mitzvos, Sheva b'yom hilal ticha al mishpatei tzedkecha. How blessed are we, how lucky we are to have mitzvos that envelop us all the time, throughout our entire day, throughout all of the experiences that we have. We always have the opportunity to be involved in these mitzvahs, and tzitzis is one which is most obvious. As we know, there's a famous story told about the Vilna Gaon, that before he passed away, he was seen holding on tightly to his tzitzis and kissing them and crying, and they asked him why he was crying, and he said, such a simple mitzvah that costs a person so little to accomplish, so little to perform. It's not like you have to spend so much money to buy yourself a pair of tzitzis and wear it every day. And said the Vilna Gaon, I'm almost out of time. I'm not going to be able to even perform this simple mitzvah of wearing tzitzis once I get to Olam Haba. Whatever I do here in this world is done. Whatever I do there is going to be just a credit to all that I did here. And therefore the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim and in Maseches Shavuos, that shkula mitzvah satzitzis keneged kol ha-mitzvah shabbatorah. The Gemara assumes that there's something very unique and very special and very unusual about the mitzvah of tzitzis, so much so that it's considered shkula, it's considered an equivalent to all the other mitzvahs ha-Torah. Writes the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis Paragimel. Afal pisha ein adam mechuyev liknos lo talis ulehis atef ba, kedei sheyasa ba ha-tzitzis, even though, strictly speaking, I don't have an obligation to go ahead and buy proactively a pair of tzitzis and put it on and make a bracha. Still, says the Rambam, ein roi la'adam chasid sheyiftar atzmo mi-mitzvah zu. It's true, the mitzvah of tzitzis really only is when I have a beged, that is dalet kanfos, I have to put tzitzis on it. However, says the Rambam, why would a person not go out of their way to try and obligate themselves in the mitzvah of tzitzis? Ela la'odam yishtadel lios atuf b'ksus ha-mechayeves ketzitzis. A person should try to obligate themselves by going out of their way to purchase a pair of tzitzis and to wear it. Certainly, he says during the tefillah, la'olem yehi adam zahir b'mitzvah tzitzis sha'arei ha-kosev shakla v'tala ba'kala mitzvahs kulam. Because in our parsha, we're told that the mitzvah of tzitzis is considered equal to all the other mitzvahs. As we know, it says, u'ri'isem oso u'zachartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. So, obviously, the mitzvah of tzitzis is something that Chazal have taught us is something that is extremely significant. It's extremely important, and it's something that we try to perform as often as we possibly can. However, the problem is, most of us do not wear a talis all day long. We're not living in the times of Chazal. We live in our generation where we don't wear talis and we don't wear four-cornered garments. So most of us walk around during the day with a beged of dalet kanfos, a talis katan, which we refer to as tzitzis, and that is the way that we seem to perform our mitzvah of tzitzis. The problem is that is not so simple that one can perform their obligation with just a talis katan alone. So for those of us who are married and who wear a talis, or for those who are from the Sephardic descent, or have those kind of minhagim where you wear a talis already from bar mitzvah or from a young age, so you're pretty safe because you wear a talis every day. That is the way that tzitzis used to be worn in Atifa. But for those of us wearing a talis katan, I'd like to explain why it's not so simple that you can perform the mitzvah of tzitzis just by wearing a talis katan. And much of what we're going to say today is taken directly from the tshuva of Rabbi Avadia Yosef. He has a number of tshuvas, both in Yechavadaz as well as the Abiyah Omer, where he develops this point, no major chidushim, but he just puts together all of the Rishonim and the Achronim about this very important issue. So he begins with the Gemara Maseches Menachos on Daf Mem Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us, Talis shehakatan miskasa bo rosha verubo. If you have a garment that is big enough that a child would be able to wear it on rosha verubo, on his head as well as most of his body, and it's the kind of beged shehagadol yotze bo derech harai, and it's the kind of garment that a gadol, that an adult would wear outside, chayiv b'tzitzis. That is when you have an obligation to put tzitzis on such a garment. What does it mean that a gadol will go outside with it? What kind of definition is that? Well, says Rashi, what it means is she'eino bosh latzeis bo lashuk, that a gadol would not be embarrassed to wear this outside. If somebody gives me a pair of pants that completely don't fit me, I would be embarrassed to wear it outside. I wouldn't wear it. If somebody gives me a pair of shoes that are totally ripped, that have holes in them, I wouldn't wear it outside. That's bosh latzeis bo larabim. You would be embarrassed to wear that outside. So therefore, if a child would wear a beged and it would fit a child's rosh of a rubo, and a gadol would also take such a beged and be able to wear it outside comfortably without people laughing at them, that is when you have an obligation to wear tzitzis. Now, how does that translate lahalacha? Writes the Shulchan Aruch. Shir talis shachai b'tzitzis. How do we know what the minimum size of a beged is in order to be obligated in putting tzitzis on it? It is sheyiskasebo ba'orecho v'rochav rosho v'rubo shalakatan hamisalech levado b'shuk. It has to be big enough that a child who's old enough to walk outside by themselves, so the Achronim say 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that, not talking about the child walking in a dangerous neighborhood, we're talking in a normal community where a child can go outside by himself without parental supervision, that age child and that build of a body, we assume, is the minimum size required. Ve'enu tzarech achar l'shamro. That is when we assume that this child's beged would be chayav in tzitzis, and therefore if an adult would walk outside with that as well, we would say that he's obligated in tzitzis. How big is that? The Sefer HaChinuch writes that he thinks it's rosho v'rov gufo. It has to be big enough that it can cover the head of the katan as well as most of his body. And writes the Sefer HaChinuch, asisi nisayon. He says, I did a test. I wanted to check out how big that is. So I brought a bunch of children here and I put a beged on them and I wanted to measure. How big is it? I brought a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old, and says the Sefer HaChinuch, I did the math myself. And it turns out that it's a shear of an amma v'chetzi. You need to have an amma and a half in the front, amma and a half in the back, and that would be the minimum shear requirement of having the right size tzitzis. The Chazon Ish disagrees, and he thinks this is a mistake. He says it's not that you need rosho v'rubo shel hakatan. You don't need both the head as well as the most of the body of the katan in order to have the minimum size, says the Chazon Ish. The head is considered part of most of the body. So as long as you cover the head, you already have most of the body covered, because what drapes down on top of the rest of the body already has the measurements of the head as well. Therefore, the Chazon Ish has a much smaller shear, surprisingly. The Chazon Ish was a big machmir very often, but here the Chazon Ish has a much smaller shear, and he says that all it needs to be is shloshes rivei amma milafanov. You need to have less than an amma in the front, as opposed to what other achronim said, an amma and a half in the front. Now, that's all very nice, but where do you find a beged of tzitzis that has such a big shear? There are some achronim that said, Rab Chaim Volozhiner, as quoted in Rabbi Avadia Yosef's Tshuvas, I don't know the kisser of Rab Chaim Volozhiner, it's not like I found this on my own. Rabbi Avadia quotes this and he says, Shamati b'shem Rabbeinu, Rab Chaim Volozhiner said he heard in the name of his Rebbe, who was the Vilna Gaon, that talis katan she'enu magia adamata min arberkayim enum yotzim bo yedei tzitzis. If you have a talis katan that doesn't reach until at least your knees, you have not fulfilled your obligation of tzitzis because it's just not big enough. So that's a very big shear. I would imagine most of us don't walk around with a talis katan that reaches down to the knees. Maybe some chassidim wear because they have a coat that they wear outside and they cover it up. The tzitzis are covered up. But he says, yesh l'poshta afilu b'shabbos. The Vilna Gaon said, if you're wearing such a beged outside on Shabbos, you have to take it off because that's not the mitzvah of tzitzis. You don't have a right to wear such a thing outside. If you don't have a beged that's that size, it's not good enough. And some achronim add as well that when you're trying to make the size of the tzitzis and you're trying to figure out how big or small it is, you cannot count the entire area, which is the hole. Right? When you have a big hole, in order that you can stick your head through, that you can put it over your neck, that entire space does not count for a beged, which makes it even more difficult. We have a beged, even if it's an oversized beged, you're always going to have a certain portion of it that's going to be carved out in order that you can get your head into it. Now, many Achronim say, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and many others suggest that that would not be able to count as part of the minimum size for the shear of tzitzis. And it's because all of this that there are many who assume that once an adult gets married and now is going to make the bracha on the talis, it's no longer appropriate to make the bracha on the tzitzis themselves when you put on the tzitzis in the morning. Many different minhagim about this, but because we have so many sfeikos, because we're so unsure about how exactly to put on the tzitzis properly and really fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. We don't know if it's big enough, we don't know if it's small enough, we don't know if the neck counts, we don't know what the right shear actually is. So there are many who assume that this is the reason why once a person starts wearing a talis after they get married, this is the reason why many do not recite a bracha on the talis katan. In fact, the Buchacha writes in his comments on Shulchan Aruch that he has yet another reason why we would not make a bracha on the tzitzis today. And he says very simply, the Gemara's criterion in order to make a bracha on the tzitzis and for it to be obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis was, it has to be the kind of beged, shehagadol eino mizbayish latzeis bo barabim. It has to be the kind of garment that an adult would not be embarrassed to wear outside. Now I ask you, if you were going to a business meeting, how many of you in the room would actually not be embarrassed and ashamed, not because you're embarrassed of your Judaism, just because nobody walks around like this? How many of you would walk outside into a fancy business meeting wearing your tzitzis out? Not just the strings, wearing the beged out on top of your clothing. How many people do such a thing? Probably very few of us. Some Hasidim do that, and they have no problem doing it, and kol hakavod to them, that they're proud of the mitzvah, but for most of us here, I would assume that we would not do that, and therefore says the Eshel Avram, how can you say that a person is really obligated to wear this beged at all if you would be embarrassed to wear it outside? So what do you mean? It might not be obligated in tzitzis at all. Now the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha, he's not so convinced that that's a claim against the tzitzis that we wear, because he says all the Gemara meant to say by giving that detail of the criterion was that a person has to have a beged that's big enough, not that it looks nice, but it has to be a beged that's big enough that you wouldn't be embarrassed to wear it outside. Like we said before, if you have a pair of pants that doesn't fit you, you would be embarrassed to wear it outside. If you have a pair of tzitzis that doesn't fit you, you would also be embarrassed to wear it outside. But says the Chafetz Chaim, just because you have a beged that it's not the norm for us to wear today, but it's big enough for you to theoretically wear it outside, maybe he says that would not be a violation of what the Gemara says for this issue of having the minimum shear of the tzitzis being worn. There is another issue that is raised, and that is the fact that today, when we wear our tzitzis, we don't really do an ituf. We know that the bracha on the talis is lehis atef batzitzis, which means that you have to wrap yourself in the tzitzis, which means you have to put it over your head. Which is why when we make the bracha in the morning on the talis, we do put the talis over our heads. How could it be that today we wear tzitzis, and what kind of bracha are we supposed to say on that? That's a major discussion in the Rishonim. When you're not misatef in the tzitzis, when you just wear them the way we wear them, is that something that you really have the right to make a bracha on, or perhaps not? This is discussed in the Ar Zarua, it's discussed in the Nemukei Yosef, and many, many other Rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes all the Rishonim about this, whether or not we should have an objection to the bracha being made on the talis katan, because after all, we do not really make a ituf with the talis at all, and therefore he says perhaps we should have a problem with the practice that we all do today. In the Eshel Avram, once again, he writes about this, and he says, Hayisi noeg levarech al talis katan detzemer ala mitzvahs. I used to go and make a bracha on my talis katan. Denusach habracha zu hi betosefta, and I used to make a bracha, as it's quoted in the Tosefta, lehisatef. However, he says, then I thought about it. How can I make a bracha lehis'atef b'tzitzis if, after all, I'm not really doing an ituf, I'm not wrapping myself in it, all I'm doing it is placing it on my body. So therefore, we have this compromise opinion today, which is what we generally follow, as stated in Shulchan Aruch, that when one only puts on tzitzis, you generally make a bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis. But later on, when a person gets married, and now you have the opportunity to actually wear the tzitzis with a talis as well, so then we have the right to make a bracha the way it's supposed to be made, lehis atif betzitzis, and this is why many have the practice, once they get to that stage, to no longer make a bracha on the talis katan at all. The problem that is raised by many achronim is, it's very nice. You're going to put on your tzitzis at home, and then you're going to go to shul, but you know how much time is lapsing between the time that you make the bracha on your talis and the time when you actually put on your talis katan, your tzitzis at home? If, especially, you're going to go to the daf yomi shir, so you get up in the morning, you put on your tzitzis, then you drive to shul. The shul is not right next door. You go to the shul that's 20 minutes away. Then they're going to have an hour daf yomi shir. Till the time you daven, it's an hour and a half from the time you actually put on the talis katan. How could it be that the bracha on the talis gadol counts for the talis katan? That's a very important question that, once again, is raised by the achronim. But in general, because we have so many uncertain points about how exactly the criteria for a pair of tzitzis needs to be crafted, needs to be created, therefore, we generally assume that Savik brachas lahakel, and once a person has the opportunity to wear a talis gadol, we generally assume that the bracha on the talis gadol will also count for the bracha on the talis katan as well, even though one has made a tremendous hefsek in between the time that they put on the tzitzis in the morning and the time that they put on the talis gadol in shul.